We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello again. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the program that's done for comedy, what Robert Robinson has done for the Afro hairstyle. On my right, can I introduce Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton? Sadly, Barry Cryer can't be with us today. He's on a skiing holiday in Holland. So, sitting opposite them, Graham Garden and Stephen Fry. And finally, I'd like to introduce our scorer, a young lady whose chief claim to fame is that she once gave Ronnie Corbett two black eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, Samantha. Right. Our first round today is called Wuthering Hillocks. And it takes as its premise a theory of publisher Ivor Hardback, who had the idea of cutting back great works of fiction to save money. Willie Rushton, will you start?
Well, there is a steaming and controversial novel called The Last Temptation of the Reverend Roger Royal.
There's a film being made of this one, a very good film, called The Small Bore Rifles of Navarone.
Stephen.
Yes, the A.A. Milne's children's classic, Winnie the Number Ones. It's only a P, in fact. It's how cheap it is. It's been slashed considerably.
I don't know if that puts you in the lead or disqualifies you. Anyway, we're going. Go on to Willie. Have you got any more?
Well, there's the Guinness Book of Writing Paper.
Hotel du Lac has become Bed and Breakfast with Bath.
It's the Richard Hannay classic of John Buchan, The Step. Which there's a film version with Kenneth Less, I think, in fact.
Any more?
Soap operas, they're saving money. EastEnder, Neighbour, Coronation Bedsit, and Emmerdale Allotment.
Chekhov's two masterpieces have been reissued for the for this, for Ivor Hardback, as The Sister and The Cherry Bowl.
The Deer Hunter becomes The Mousetrap.
Evelyn Moore's A Pinch of Dust.
Willie, you're trailing at the moment. Do you have another one?
Don't you like me like that?
I prefer you like this.
Oh. The man. Right. Willie? No.
What?
Right. At this point, then, we're going to... I'm going to give the teams advance warning of the late... Do you still have one for the last round, Willie? I don't want to interrupt you.
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
If I had, I would have blurted it out.
Right, well, you're still trailing then. This right. is where I give the teams advance warning of the late arrivals they'll be introducing at the end of the show, and that's the late arrivals this week for the Fleet Street Ball. The Fleet Street Ball teams. And we move along now to the Tim Brooke Taylor's favourite round, the ad lib poem. Lovers of poetry should now retune. As you know, I give the first line of a verse, and then the teams have to continue until I buzz them, and the buzzer sounds like this. Right, I'm going to start with Willie Rushton. Willie, the boy stood on the burning duck.
The boy stood on the burning duck.
That's an almost perfect rhyme.
A waving of a chicken. What he was going to do with that would make stout hearts sicken. Why stood he on this burning duck? I ask you that out loud.
Whatever were his reasons, he surely drew a crowd. Get off that duck, they cried to him. But still he stood his ground. Get off, they yelled, but no. And flames, they rose around. When suddenly, from out the throng, there spoke a tiny voice.
Good luck, Tim.
Hello, it said. Hello again. Oh, it was Max Boyce. He said, in an English accent, which he employed just this while, I've just been on holiday, taking a boat down the Nile.
Good at this, aren't I?
Yes.
An Egyptian cruise it was, he said. He said, oh boy, oh yes.
I'm very disappointed with the state of the river at the moment. It's an appalling mess. In the footsteps of Sir Richard Burton, I was trying to find the source.
The put with the duck. A recipe I once heard in Morse. Duck à l'orange. They tapped it out. Dot, dot, dash, dot, dot, dash.
Dash, dot, dot, dash, 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 dot, dot, dash, dot, 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 dot.
I didn't know you were allowed to say that on the radio.
Right, now, after that, this. Musical round, this is, in which each team has to improvise a song on a subject provided by the other side, and assistance will be provided by Russ Conway's piano teacher, Colin Sell. I'm going to start with you, Stephen and Graham. So, Willie and Tim, would you suggest a subject for them?
We thought possibly the Kenwood word processor blues. Kenwood word processor blues.
Not all right. Well, sorry. Well, I moke up this warning.
It's going very well.
And so imagine my emprise.
My Kenwood word processor had dotted my T's and crossed my I's.
And then when I used it as a laptop model,
it gave me barbecued chicken thighs.
Very good. And I'm going to give Stephen 10 extra marks for singing.
When?
Stephen and Graham, will you give Willie and Tim a subject, please?
Well, the blues doesn't work, obviously. How about a madrigal? The neighbours. The neighbours' madrigal.
Madrigal.
Sport. You start. And finish, and do the middle bit as well.
Thank you.
As I stepped out down Ramsey Street in Melbourne's suburbs fair, Des and Bruce, Charlene and Bruce, and Bruce and Bruce were there. Oh, they asked me very neighbourly.
Oh, yes.
What do you want, you bummy rogue?
To play flying doctors and nurses with that Kylie Minogue.
Fine, we come now to a round called Headlines. I shall give our team of celebrities a news story and ask them for appropriate headlines from the newspapers. Where else? They'll attempt to give me some funny answers. There will be a few more rounds after
this. What are these people you're going to ask?
Here's the story, then. William Tell shooting the apple. Who's going to start? Go on, Tim.
William Tell shooting the apple. This is from the Sunday Sport. Slaughtered apple was my husband, says nude alien housewife.
Oh.
you realise you've
Sunday
given away
readers.
That you've read this paper? When I say read, looked at.
The Daily Express, with its noted record for accuracy, would be German woman harpoons banana off daughter's elbow.
The Sun has the simple headline, missed.
And that's a misprint.
But the other hand, the Star gets it right with Core, what an archer.
You're getting bonuses of 10 marks each every time the audience applauses, so carry on. Anybody got any more?
Guardian. Swiss win independence by a narrow margin.
The Stop This Cruel Sport, the Soft Fruit Inquirer.
And a sub-headline too, Apple Mountain Comes to Head.
Today had Granny Smith in Alps Horror.
There's one here from the Tailor and Cutter. Brown trousers make comeback in teenage market.
Any more? No more. No. Okay, well, Graham's in the lead, actually, there, because he didn't get any applause for that one. Now, for some good news, our teams have decided to go on holiday. They have to pack their suitcases entirely with objects beginning with a letter that I shall give them, and the other team can challenge if they don't think the object will fit or be needed for the holiday. Willie and Tim, you're going to start in your letter B.
A budgerigar.
Boxer shorts.
Bechstein.
Challenge there from Graham.
Yes, who is this Bechstein?
Friend of Willie's.
Yes. Ah.
I think I'm kissing and telling in front of a large audience. I think, it's not going well. I won't carry travel on, without him. Yes.
Brownie. Camera. I will kiss and tell.
What would you do with a brownie and a camera?
If you don't know, Stephen.
Carry on.
Poison your lovely mind. Sorry, Willie.
What?
Carry on.
A bathyscope.
Bechstein. That's the wife of Willie's friend.
Mr. and Mrs. Bechstein.
And they're...
A bath?
Challenge there from Graham Garden.
The washing utensil or the city?
Both. Ah. That's another thing I take. Both.
Blancmange.
Challenge from Graham Garden.
Are you worried about this brownie now?
Well, we've got photographs of it now. You never look.
Right, I won't uphold that one. Go on, Tim Rooley.
Basil. The Bechstein's eldest. That is.
Thermometer. The B is silent. As in a dead bee. No, that's the buzzes. Oh, a buzz.
A brute.
Can you just hold on for a moment? I've under-addressed Graham and Stephen. This game will go on forever unless you challenge.
Oh, I see. We haven't had a successful game.
Right. Whatever happens, can you press your buzzer?
What?
Yes, Graham Garden.
A buzzer?
A correct challenge, and it's over to you now. Graham and Stephen, your letter is T.
T.
Tmesis.
Where are you going?
Challenge him.
That's a fatal disease in several countries.
It's a figure of speech.
Right, fine, sorry.
Carry on.
Two Tmesides.
Carry on.
How about a third one?
A tricycle.
A toucan.
A ricicle with a T in front of it.
A transistor.
Challenge from Willie.
Men in women's clothing are not acceptable in many countries in the world.
Now, carry on. I won't accept that.
The Titanic?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that was a...
Tellus Vallis.
Telly Addicts with Noel Edmonds.
Challenge from Tim.
Is this some sort of perverted holiday you're
doing? No, it's a public service.
Go ahead, you've got another 10 seconds.
Oh, another 10 seconds.
10 seconds?
10 seconds more, yes.
Graham and Stephen have won that round through sheer endurance.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to ask Samantha what the score is. Thank you. Now, next round is called Guinness Book of Records. I shall give our team some statistics and they must identify the record they represent. We're going to start with you, Graham. Your statistic is as follows. 34,306 bottle caps.
That's probably the contents of Oliver Reed's dustbin. In fact, I'll go further. I'd say that was a personal best.
Before lunch.
Do you want to know the correct answer?
Yes, I'll take a wild guess. Let me just take a wild guess. Is it the biggest collection of bottle caps in the world?
Yes, it is.
Good Lord.
Outside of Kenny Ball's band room. Now, Tim.
Oh.
What has more than 2,419 knots per square inch?
Warren Beatty's vasectomy.
I don't know whether that's the right answer or not. What I've got down here...
Oh, sorry, you said square inch.
What I've got down here is the most finely woven carpet. Could be the same thing. Now, Stephen. Your statistic is 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
3 minutes, 45... I think that was the longest lasting of Mickey Rooney's marriages.
Yeah, right. And also, it was the fastest completion of the Times crossword. Willie Rushton, 8 times a duchess, 15 times a marchioness, 21 times a countess, 19 times a Spanish grandee.
That'd be Warren Beatty during 14 days in Torremolinos. Fair old record, in my view.
Actually, it replies to the most titled person in the world, the 18th Duchess of Alba.
Good Lord.
Tim, here's another one for you. 45 years up a stone pillar on the hill of Wandes near Antioch, Syria.
It's Thompson's best ever value winter breakthrough.
Yes. It is, in fact, the longest example of pole squatting.
If you're a pole, you can probably
beat that.
That
was before. Stephen. Oh, Lord, I can't work out these figures. 108,593,000 lines.
This is not some Frank Boff joke, is it? Oh, no, I sorry. Frank. How many million... 100-something million lines.
108,500,000.
Oh, that's the shortest conference speech Neil Kinnock has ever made?
Yes, or the world's largest telephone network.
Oh.
Willie, well, mammals. What?
Same for you, huh?
Yes. What measures up to 135 millimetres in total length and weighs 7 to 10 grams?
Noel Edmonds.
The answer is Britain's smallest rodent.
Damn close.
Graham, here's one for you. Shin Shi Kyu Rin.
Song from Mary Poppins.
Shin Shi Kyu Rin. Yes, it is. No. It's Dick Van Dyke's Cockney accent, isn't it? In a nutshell.
It's chinchilla.
It's an artificial fur. It's the most expensive man-made fur. Never sold because it was more expensive than real chinchilla.
It's the longest word in Japanese.
What's it mean?
Thank you, Graham. We carry on.
We have a special word for thank you, Graham. A nice thought.
We'll move on now to the round called the Bad-Tempered Clavier. The aim of this is to see how far the team can sing a song when accompanied by a dreadful pianist. That which is our cue to introduce our pianist, Colin Sell. Stephen Graham, you're coming up first now with one that Stephen should know, The Lambeth Walk.
Any time you're Lambeth way, any evening, any day, you'll find us all doing the Lambeth Walk. Oi! Every little Lambeth gal with a little Lambeth pal, you'll find them all doing the Lambeth Walk. Oi! Everything free and easy, do as you done well please.
All together now.
I thought Stephen got lost in one or two places there. William Tim, will you sing Oh, I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside?
Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. I do like to be beside the sea. Oh, I do like to stroll along the prom, 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 where the brass bands play till the om, pom, pom. So just let me be beside the seaside. Oh, be beside myself with glee. And there's lots of girls beside. I should like to be beside the seaside, beside the sea.
Well, the judges have just handed me their verdicts, and the winners, by a margin of 4-1, are Graham and Stephen. Now it's time to play a game called Cheddar Gorge. I'm going to say a word, and in turn, each of our team will say only one word following on to make a sentence, and I'll then press the buzzer when something funny happens. Stephen, we'll start with you. Plumes.
Who?
Plumes.
Used.
Once.
To
be
symbolic.
Of
fertility.
During
the
winter
solstice.
When
Michael.
Oh, who should we have?
The what?
The
Aspel.
Who
presents
or
claims
to
present
or
boasts
of
presenting
his or
hers
on
the Saturday
before
Christmas,
which falls
just
beneath
Friday
the
14th
part
Friday
the 14th part,
the 14th part of
of the IB 4 it should be Friday the 14th part of
the opening
month
of
or
preferably
under
the
inescapable
force
Gail.
9.
Dogger.
Or...
I think I'll stop at home
before we sink 1,000 ships in the North Sea. And the contest is now at fever pitch because of Tim. Tis. Because Tim and Willie are in the lead by about 165 points. But don't worry, Graham and Stephen, it's early days yet as we come to our last round. And I'm going to ask them to introduce the late arrivals at the Fleet Street Ball.
Well, there's a strange figure that's just come in. Is a woman, usually, but male on Sunday. Part-time transvestite. Mr. and Mrs. only applied in the interests of national security, and their son, Dean Otis, only applied in the interests of national security.
Yes, oh, here come Mr. and Mrs. Circular and their son, Kurt.
Mrs. Toriels and her son Eddie.
There's our old friend Hugh. What a scorcher.
Mr. and Mrs. Mov Speech and their daughter Frieda.
Mr. and Mrs. Sandeth, their daughter Bertha Sandeth.
Is Vestia here? Leetsky Street, I suppose. Mr. and Mrs. Sism Today, and their son Marxism Today, and his girlfriend, Millicent Tendency.
There's Mr. and Mrs. Spondent, and their popular daughter, our own Cora Spondent.
In the Sun Party, from the Sun newspaper, we have Mr. and Mrs. Common Denominator, and their daughter, Lois Common Denominator.
Oh, yeah, come.
Friend,
yeah.
Norma
Snuggers. Oh, that's all right. Yeah. No, I've got plenty of time.
It's all right. No, you carry on with
all right.
It. All right. This is Willie talking.
The Neonts and their daughter Aggie.
The editor of editor of The Guardian and his long-standing escort, Miss Print.
Here are the Ports with their daughter Laura.
Mrs. Spage and their son Art Spage.
And Mrs. Page Spread and their son Arthur.
You can't really see him, he's got a staple through the middle. Mrs. Cope and their son Horace.
Well, as you can hear, Stephen Fry has romped into the lead, so anything can happen now. That's the end of the programme.
From Sweden, a well-known friend, Mr. and Mrs. Addition and their son, Lars.
Mr. Mrs. To the Editor and their daughter, Lettice.
Right, that's all for this week. Join us again next time. Until then, goodbye.
Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Spencer.